The Wave. I've got
some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Baby watch is on for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, with the royal baby expected to arrive very soon. Now, they've issued a complete media blackout, although experts say this is only going to add more fuel to the fire in getting the first snap of the new prince or princess. Meanwhile, the royal helicopter pilot has quit, as he's reportedly sick of being used as a catering service for Meghan Markle, who's continually using him to go and bring her strange food that she's craving in her pregnancy. She's a princess. Go get her a pickles and cheese.
Beck has just dropped a new collaboration with Pharrell called Saw Lighting and announced it will feature on his upcoming album Hyperspace, saying it's on its way from the future.
Okay, then.
Here's a taste. Yeah, that might be an acquired taste, that
Where
one.
Where is Pharrell in all that?
I don't know.
Did he just help with the beat?
He's playing the electric xylophone.
Is he just going grrr in the background?
Probably.
Now, speaking of new music, Taylor Swift has a new album that is supposedly out next week, April 26. The pop singer has teased fans with a pink diamond-encrusted heart ring on social media. Also, she's launched a countdown clock on her website, which counts down to midnight next Thursday, and updated her Insta and Twitter bios to read 4.26. Plus, billboards have popped up all over the world, including here in Australia, saying April26.com, which takes you back to her website and to the countdown.
Plot thickens. Salma Hayek's French billionaire husband has pledged 100 million euros to help rebuild Notre Dame after the Hallowed Cathedral was partially destroyed by fire. François-Henri Pinault has promised to help restore the cathedral to her former glory, and the French president, Emmanuel Macron, had this to say.
We will rebuild Notre Dame.
Parce que c'est ce que les Français...
Because that is what the French people are expecting. That is what our history is worthy of.
Parce que c'est notre destin.
Because it is our deep destiny.
100 million euros, that's almost 160 million Australian dollars.
And he's not the only one either.
Wow, well that's just incredible. And the late great Aretha Franklin was awarded a Pulitzer Prize on Monday. The singer, who passed away in August last year at the age of 76, was honoured for her indelible contribution to American music and culture for more than five decades. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I've got some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.